This is the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you. Also, Steve Vaughn with us today. He's a board member for the Generations program and for Christian Home Educators of Colorado. We're both homeschooling dads. And, well, I've been in a homeschooling movement since 1968, which would put me at 53 years. 53 years in the homeschool movement. My mother was teaching me to read in Portland, Oregon, in 1968, and she still looks at my stuff, by the way. I send her my books, and she gives me a grade. But 53 years involved in homeschooling, and we're now in the second, third generation, and it's been a blessing for our family. It's been a blessing for my siblings. I had five siblings, and they've homeschooled their kids mostly, and we've seen a multi-generational blessing through the years, by the grace of God, for our family. Well, it turns out that the homeschool movement now is growing in leaps and bounds. Started out with what? At least there were six of us in 1969. Yeah. I know that. No, there were six. The homeschool movement was six people in 1969. Then you got Dr. James Dobson got on board in 1979, I'm going to say, and then it just took off after that. So we now, you head up an organization, one of the larger organizations in the country, encouraging Christian homeschoolers. And this surprised me, Steve. I realized that roughly 100% of American school-age kids came home in April-May timeframe of last year. But here's what surprised me. In February of this year, 60% of fourth graders and 69% of eighth graders still enrolled in remote learning.
Wow.
Either full-time or hybrid. So we're still roughly 70%, which means what, 30 to 40 million American kids out of 57 million are not in school.
Well, I think the teachers are too busy teaching the unaccompanied minors coming across the southern border because they all jumped at the chance to go teach them, and they don't want to go back to school for some reason. So what else is going to go on if you don't have any teachers there?
Well, let me ask you this, Steve. Is there any other industry in which 70% of Americans aren't showing up? Well, I guess there probably are in some segments.
Yeah.
But you look at, you know, Walmart, you look at the retail industry, you look at even the entertainment industry. People are flocking back into their workplaces all across America, but not so with the public schools.
It's kind of amazing to me. And the question is then, does, you know, are these kids learning anything? What's happening with them? Do we know anything about what's going on as they sit at home and sit on their computer doing some sort of remote learning kind of thing?
Well, you know, I think some of the teachers are doing the best job they possibly can from a remote location, attempting to discipline, to focus the students and so forth. But they're just limited. Their hands are tied. Their hands are tied in the public school classrooms. And they're even more so tied as they attempt the remote learning situation. And so, yeah, it turns out there have been a number of studies done on this. And they're finding that, on average, students in the U.S. have slipped 3 months in their curriculum during the COVID-19 crisis, which is, of course, going to have huge effects on achievement scores in the next round. And that's average 3 months. A lot of kids have slipped 6 months, 9 months. They're just slipping all across America. Seems like it's a little worse for the minority group. But wow, there has been a serious problem in educational performance for the American child just over the last year. I don't think we're going to recover from this crisis, either economically, educationally, in any other way for years from now, depending on what happens in terms of the disease. Of course, you know, God is in control. God is sovereign over these things. He might continue to bring various strains of the COVID-19, COVID-20 viruses across the developed nations and take advantage of the fear that seems to be gripping the nations in order to bring it down. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, the American child has been affected very much by this. Now, the question that people are asking is, has this affected homeschooling? Does homeschooling get set back as distance learning has been set back for the public schools? And that's the question I want to address next on Generations. Is there a difference between distance learning and homeschooling? That next on the Generations Radio Broadcast.
Ever since the creation of the Garden of Eden, Satan has been working his hardest to erase the knowledge of God and seduce the creatures made in God's image to think that they are the center of the universe. One look at today's society and you see his progress. Humanistic thought has inundated our culture, and we can trace its roots directly back to the classroom and the textbooks we're setting in front of our kids. That's why every Christian homeschool parent should have a curriculum that's not only rock solid academically, but most importantly will point students back to their Creator as the source of all wisdom and knowledge, and to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If you've been struggling to find such a curriculum, look no further. Here at Generations, we've spent over 15 years developing our Christian discipleship curriculum to help Christian homeschool parents like you pass on the faith to your children by teaching a God-centered view of life and integrating the Bible into every lesson. Our goal is to not only help you meet your students' academic needs, but also to assist you in discipling your children for generations to come. So get started today with our Christian discipleship curriculum and watch your children marvel, learn, and mature as they embark on a God-focused learning adventure to discover more about the world around them and the one who made it all. You can learn more about our curriculum resources and pick up our newly released fifth grade curriculum pack today at generations.org/curriculum. That's generations.org/curriculum.
And we are back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you, Steve Vaughn also. And today, is there a difference between distance learning and the substandard form of education that has become the norm for the American public school student and homeschooling? Is there a difference between distance learning and home education? Of course, we've been involved in homeschooling for a very long time. I'm going to say Steve, probably 30 years, me, roughly 52 years. And so is there a difference? What is homeschooling all about but parental involvement? Now, almost every study known to man in which there has been something of a statistically significant contribution to excellence in education on any particular factor, parental involvement is always number one. Parental involvement, parental attention, parental love, parental direction, always number one. And wherever there's been attempts to bring parents out of the picture, wherever there are attempts on the part of those who are co-opting the home education movement, they creep into the homeschool movement as well, Steve, and do their best to get parents disengaged and re-engage kids with the school districts. That kind of thing happens all the time. Demonic incursions into the homeschooling movement, not unusual. Always trying to take out the one thing that contributes to the success of home education. There have been so many attempts on the part of so many forms of education, either private schools or public schools, to infiltrate homeschooling and destroy the homeschooling ethos, which means to take the parent out of the picture. And as an organization, Steve, you know, almost every other board meeting, we're talking about ways in which we retain some commitment on the part of parents, even in the area of home education, because we know if you take the parent out of it, we're done.
That was God's design, that we are to, you know, fathers are supposed to teach their children as they go along the way, as they get up, as they walk out, come in all the time. That is our jurisdiction. It's not ever been given to the government. The state is given the sword, and it's really hard to teach math when you're wielding a sword. It's up to the, it just, okay, we're going to cut this person in two. Now we have two halves. We're going to talk about fractions. And, you know, Solomon did that. At least he thought about it. But yeah, you just don't teach well when you're holding a sword. It's the parents that are supposed to be teaching their kids.
Well, it's been the Rousseaus. Jean-Jacques Rousseau did everything he could to remove the parent from the equation. He looked to Plato, who said, you've got to remove kids away from the parent. The minute that child is born, that child will be removed from the parent and placed in the hands of the bureaucracy, and the bureaucracy will take over from there. Thank you very much. And no parent shall know his child, and no child shall know his parent. That's Plato's Republic, one of the most repulsive books ever written in the history of mankind, and should be disposed of by everybody who's ever seen the book. It's demonic in terms of its influence. But de Jean-Jacques Rousseau's The Platos of the World forgets that parents are important to the equation, and that seems to disappear all the time as we do our best to bring back the humanism of the Greeks and so forth. But, you know, the statistics bear this out, that homeschooling is always 35 to 40 percentile points above the national average. Sample sizes of 20,000, 30,000, 40,000. The Rudner study, the Brian Ray study, et cetera, so many studies in which, wow, homeschooling always head and shoulders above the performance of private and public schools. On average, it's that movement of the median that happens with every single study. And then we come down to the question of whether or not it helps that the parent is teacher certified. And it turns out that within the homeschooling context, teacher certification has zero statistically significant importance in the academic performance of the respective children. Those parents who do not have a teacher certification do just as well as those parents who have the teacher certification. There is zero statistically significant difference between the children's performance of those kids whose parents are teacher certified versus those who are not teacher certified. Friends, again, study after study after study identifies that professionalism, professional teaching colleges have no real significant influence upon the success of the homeschool. I mean, that's just the way it works. Why? Because God has hardwired the parent to be the primary influence, the most important factor in the success of the education of a child, period. And we've given this presentation thousands of times across America and around the world. And I'm hoping that at some point parents will realize this, that God has turned to parents and said, tag, you're it. And God has uniquely equipped parents with a love for their child, a knowledge of their child, an ability to maximize on the principle of individuality, on the principle of relationships, and all of these principles we've gone over and over and over again so many times. All of it available in my book, Upgrade the 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child. Would encourage you to that book. But friends, the bottom line is it's parents who can focus on character. Because character and the fear of God is preeminent in the education of a child, in the math class, in the chemistry class. Always character, preeminent in the education of a child. The parent is the one best qualified to focus upon character. The principle of individuality, every child is unique. We can't treat our kids like widgets that we process down an assembly line where everything is exactly the same in terms of its shape, its size, et cetera, et cetera. We have to treat our children as unique. They have unique gifts, talents, and abilities as created by Almighty God. And it's the homeschooling that can provide that unique situation in which a parent knows that child. He spends time with that child over 3, 4, 5 years at a time and begins to understand the gifts, talents, and abilities that God has given them and adjusts the learning styles and the teaching approaches and the curriculum and such for that child's unique talents. So it's the homeschooling that can maximize on this process. It doesn't work very well in the standardized system where a government is trying to cram a system down the throats of 52 million students at the same time, each of which have a unique approach to learning. Friends, that's the value, that's the power of the homeschool, in which a parent really does get to know the child, and the principle of relationship, of course, very important. As well, Steve, we maximize on the principle of relationship. It turns out that relationship is important. Jesus loved his disciples and gave his life for them. And the parent is the one who can hug the child, who can spank a child in love, who can discipline a child. And you can't do that in remote learning, obviously. You certainly can't do it in the public schools, and you certainly can't do it in the private schools. You can't even teach a child about Jesus in the math class. At least that doesn't happen very often. You don't have a mom coming together with a child who seems to be having troubles in the math class and getting down on her knees, and he's getting down on his knees, and they're praying together to Jesus to help them work through these issues and perhaps work through some issues of disrespect and other things that seem to crop up in the math class. You see, character, faith, these are the things that matter in the education of a child, and relationship. That's the relationship with Jesus, but also that relationship with each other in which we learn to love each other. And these sorts of things can't happen in your typical academic situation. All you can do is try to shove facts into the brains of kids in your typical educational situation. So friends, that's not what we're all about. That's a completely different worldview perspective. That's the worldview of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. That's the worldview of Plato. and the others who basically said, hey, it's the government's responsibility to raise the kids. There will be no love. There will be no relationship. No parent shall ever know his child, and no child shall ever know his parent. That's the worldview of John Dewey. That's the worldview of Horace Mann. That's the worldview of these modern educationists who have put together this academic approach to life. And friends, that's not the approach Jesus has given to us in his word.
Yeah, it's not even an academic that they're teaching anymore. Teachers are too busy trying to remember what personal pronouns the students want to be called by and trying to build up everybody's self-esteem, which is why academically, the United States is usually ranked in the lower side of all of the, you know, developed countries. We're low on math and science and all that, but we're number one in self-esteem, which lets me know that in the public schools in the United States, we're number one at feeling good about being stupid. And that's what you're getting in public education today. We not only in homeschooling get the academics right, but we also get the relationships right as well. As long as you're teaching about Christ, Christian homeschooling is what gets it right. If you do it right.
So the public schools are failing morally. They're failing socially. They're failing in terms of all of the bullying and all of the transgenderism and all of the sick stuff that's happening in the public schools today. And of course, they're failing academically, too. So they fail on all areas of the child's paideia. And friends, the reason, of course, is that we have abandoned a biblical world and life view when it comes to the education of a child. That's why I would recommend my book, Upgrade the 10 Secrets to the Best Education for your child. Now, before we're done, Steve, good news here from the Washington Examiner. I mean, we talk about the public schools and what's happening there. In fact, they're not even coming together. They don't have a decent education anymore to provide the kids, even a year after the COVID-19 crisis hit. And here's the good news, though. They're going towards homeschooling. American families are turning towards homeschooling. Washington Examiner just came out with this, I think, this morning. The number of students who homeschool has more than doubled in the last year. From 5.4% of U.S. households way back in April, May of last year, now 11.1%. That's almost double. Notably, the uptick in homeschooling spanned across all demographics. In fact, among black households, get this, it increased from 3.3% to 16.1%.
Wow.
In just like 4 to 5 months. So, you know, obviously the minority groups are discovering that there isn't much happening in the public schools, and the messianic presentation of public education is where, you know, we were going to produce a wonderful society and we were going to cleanse all society of crime and moral issues, and we were going to bring about this wonderful academic, economic prosperity for an entire nation. No, the whole thing is going down the toilet right now, my friends. And everybody understands this. I don't think there's a single person in America doesn't understand that socially, economically, morally, in every possible index, America is going down the tubes. And the public schools are contributing to it. So I think people are realizing you've got to come out from this. And it turns out, in fact, this story really says, here's the reason why people are coming to homeschooling is because of parents. He says studies prove that the more involved the parents are in child's education, the better the child will do. That's why homeschooled students tend to do better on standardized tests and graduate from college at a much higher rate than other students. They're getting the direct guidance and encouragement they need from their own parents and so forth. So the article itself realizes the obvious thing about homeschooling. Now, of course, the given is that parents love their kids. They're not abusing their kids. They're not ignoring their kids. They actually do have a buy-in and a true love for the success of their own children. So that's assuming that parents will buy in, that parents will sacrifice, that they will, in many cases, go from a two-income household to a one-income household because they're willing to sacrifice for their own children and they want to spend that time with their kids to disciple their children for Jesus. So, you know, again, you're assuming that parents do love their children. That's not the case in many cases. In fact, in America, sadly, so many parents kill their own children in the womb. And so, yeah, we understand that there's a lack of love and there's a period of time in human history in which the love of many grows cold. And yeah, we're getting through that right now. But at the same time, you have parents who really do buy in, parents who really do care, parents who do really want the best for their kids. And we're thrilled that homeschooling has doubled in just the last year. In fact, here are the stats. The most accurate stat from November, December of 2019, which isn't in any of these stories, but the most accurate stat came from Pew Research in 2019. And that was 3 million homeschool students in America. So it's 3 million in 2019. By the way, up from about 1 million in 1999. So over 20 years, homeschooling went from 1 to 3 million. And that has increased in 1 year to 6 million. Can you believe that, Steve? That, we went from 1 to 3 million in 20 years. We've gone from 3 to 6 million in 1 year.
That's quite amazing.
It's extraordinary.
And it's a good sign. And you know, one of the things that I heard about, I'm on a homeschooling Facebook page, and so many were coming on. It's my first year. We left the public school. We're homeschooling now. What help is there out there? Do we have to do this? Do we have to do, you know, what rules do we have to follow? And there was a lot of help for new homeschoolers here, at least in Colorado. And the parents are going, I did not realize how much fun that it was to be with my kids all of the time. You know, it's work, but the relationship that they're building, the things that are being built in the home, they're realizing the things that they've been missing. And I think that's a lot of it as well. Do you think that this will continue to rise, you know, after everything opens back up again, or will the parents send their kids back, do you think?
I think we're seeing our bump, and I think that bump is going to relax just a little bit. Always does. About 70% of those who start to homeschool quit within about 4 to 5 years. So, you know, we'll retain about 30% of it, which is great. Homeschooling takes sacrifice. Homeschooling takes a commitment. And, of course, a lot of parents just don't continue that. And we get that. We've been leaders in the homeschool movement, Steve and myself, for probably 25 years. And about 70% of those that start to homeschool will quit. But there's the 30% that just presses on. And here is the big data point, though, Steve. This is headline behind the headline. I don't think people have realized this. I did a little research myself. While homeschooling increased from 3 million to 6 million, private schools have lost 6.4% of their enrollment in a year. So private schools have fallen off 6.4%, while homeschooling has increased 200% in just the last year. And public schools probably lost something similar to 6.4%. That would equate to 3 million students, exactly what homeschooling gained. So given that private and public schools have lost 6.4% of their enrollments, that accommodates or accounts for 3 million students. And that's exactly the increase that homeschooling saw. So homeschooling increased from 3 to 6 million at the expense of private and public schools. And private schools have dropped off to about 5.3 million in America today. Homeschooling now at 6 million. So for the first time, I think in history, homeschooling is the largest private approach to education in the country. Private schools stand at 5.3 million students, homeschooling at 6 million students, and public schooling at 46 million students. Now, here's the good news. The public school monopoly has been the juggernaut that we have been up against for the last roughly 100 years. This is why we lose every cultural battle, every ecclesiastical battle, every battle in the university, every ideological battle, and every political battle in America. This is why we lose. We lose because the other side is discipling the 94% of Americans in the wrong worldview. So that's why we lose, and we've been losing nonstop for about 100 years. But for the first time, the public school monopoly is down to 81%. And I think that's significant. The first time, in fact, I used to say if we could just gain about 20%, we would make significant progress in terms of the overall cultural influence of a privatized, smaller government, a Christian approach to life. That's always been the number that I have pressed. I always, you know, told my audiences, don't be discouraged. It takes a minority, but you got to have a concerted minority. Can't be 0.001%. Just me and my three friends changing the whole world overnight. Now, you could start with you and your three friends, but you're going to have to eventually gain something of 20% of a population in order to move the seesaw in the right direction. So it's good news to me, Steve, that the public school monopoly is now down to 81%, with homeschooling, private schooling splitting the 19. That's just good news as far as I'm concerned. Homeschooling is still the wild card in American future. Does the nation have a chance of salvaging civilization from the utterly corrupting worldview that has destroyed the moral fiber, the social fiber, the sexuality, the economic fiber of the Western world? And again, that's, you know, up to God. It would be by his mercy, by his common grace, that this thing could happen. But if we can wean the bulk of Americans away from the predominant socialist, humanist, materialist worldview by getting kids out of the public schools and bringing a God-centered curriculum back, which is what we're trying to do as a ministry, not just one subject, but all subjects, first to 12th grade, we want to bring a God-centered curriculum back such that we would begin to see a God-centered reformation in the churches. That, my friends, needs to happen. A high percentage of those who homeschool are still using secular curriculum, and inculcating a secular humanist worldview in their kids. And I would say that still probably 60, 70, 80% of the homeschool population is still predominantly secular in their mindset. But we'll see what God has for the Western church and for the worldwide church as we gain something of an opportunity here. Steve, I think this is an opportunity, and we need to pray about this. I hope that this will be the time in which the hearts of the fathers will turn back to the sons and sons to the fathers, such that the discipleship of the nations towards Jesus and towards a biblical worldview will happen in this generation.
Yeah, that would just be wonderful to see the tide grow, and there's plenty of help out there. I mean, that's one of the things that I noticed when we started homeschooling many moons ago, that there was lots of help there, lots of prayer, lots of support. It's something that you can do if you are willing to, and you know, CHECK is there. There's other homeschool organizations throughout the country. There's all kinds of help. It's the thing that we're called to do by God, and it's about time we started doing it.
And let me encourage our listening audience to go to homeschoolsummits.com right now. Steve, we have the largest homeschooling conference, the largest homeschooling summit that we've ever had in the history of this ministry, and it could be the largest in the history of the modern homeschool movement. 35,000 families coming together for our homeschool summits this time around. And it's happening this week. And I think I just want to encourage everybody to go to homeschoolsummits.com. That's homeschoolsummits.com, and get equipped. Now get encouraged, get equipped, get inspired. And the theme is a God-centered homeschool this time around. And we've got the leading homeschool voices, the Christian voices that are behind this family discipleship approach, this Christian homeschool vision. We've got them all together now this week on homeschoolsummits.com, and would encourage you to go there right now and sign up for this week's summit. Friends, it's homeschoolsummits.com, and also for your curriculum, encourage you to generations.org. For the first time in the history of this ministry, we've got all 12 grades available in packet form, and it's some of the most inexpensive curriculum you're going to find. I don't think you're going to find anything this cheap. You're going to find it anywhere from $129 to $189, and that compares to oftentimes you're spending upwards of $400 to $900 for a curriculum packet. Now, granted, you're going to have to find your math and grammar elsewhere, but the core curriculum is available right now at $129 to $189. At generations.org. Check it out today. This is Kevin Swanson and Steve Vaughn inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.